We're going to talk about parables in part 6.
我们第六部分会继续查考、比喻，圣经的比喻怎么解释。
The interpretation of parables
解释比喻
has a long and twisted history.
有一个很长而且很扭曲的历史背景。
Parables function within the genre of gospels in the New Testament.
在新约里头、在、比喻的解释呢是在、福音书里的、这个文学里头的是一部分文学形式的一部分
And here's the definition of a parable
好比喻的定义就是
It's a story with two levels of meaning
好 一个故事有 两层意义啊
Where certain details in the story
在这个故事里面的一些细节呢
represent something else
代表的一些东西、
The key is that there
Okay, go ahead
The key、okay. is that there are two levels
好关键是有两个层次啊
That there are only certain details represent something else
只有其中一切不是所有的，只有一部分的细节才有意义，不是所有的都要解释。
Not all the details.
你不需要每个细节都点点滴滴来解释它啊。
Now let me tell you what not to do.
好，我告诉你啊，你不该做什么。
In the parable of the Good Samaritan.
譬如说，好撒玛利亚人的比喻当中啊。
Someone interpreted it this way.
有人这么解经了，这么解释了。
The man going to Jericho.
去耶利哥的那个人呐。
That stood for Adam.
代表亚当。
Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷呐。
Stands for the heavenly city.
代表天城。
Jericho is the moon.
耶利哥是月亮。
Robbers are devils or angels.
那个盗贼呢是
Stripping him was taking his immortality.
魔鬼撒旦把他抢了，把一东西抢了，就是把他的生命给抢走了。
Beating him was coaxing him to sin.
打他一顿呢，就是强迫他犯罪。
Leaving him half dead was meaning he was spiritually or physically dead.
把他的打得半死呢，就表示他的属灵或者是属肉体的死掉了。
The priest and the Levite stood for the priesthood or the ministry of the Old Testament.
利未人跟祭司呢，代表是旧约的就是代表旧约的那些okay, represent who? Spiritual priesthood.
Priesthood or ministry of the Old Testament.
Okay, 就是旧约的这些传道人啊。
The Samaritan stood for Christ.
撒玛利亚人呢，代表基督。
Binding his wounds.
把他的伤口包裹
is binding restraint of sin
就是把罪恶给包把约束起来
wine
酒呢
was working with fervent spirit
就是热心的灵
the beast
那个野兽呢
was the flesh of Christ's incarnation
就是基督肉身他道成肉身的时候那个肉身
the inn is the church
那个小旅馆呢就是教会
The two denarii were this life and the life to come.
给他两分钱呢，就是两分银钱，就是这个此今生和来生。
And the innkeeper is the apostle Paul.
管理旅店的人就是使徒保罗。
That was Saint Augustine.
这个是奥古斯丁的解经。
This is interpreting it.
这个是在解经啊。
As an allegory.
把它当做一个，哎呀 ，allegory。一个预言寓意的解经、啊、
There was a pendulum swing, a big shift.
有一个很大的、另一个、矫枉过正的解经、啊、
In interpreting parables,
在解释比喻的时候，矫枉过正。
About 120 years ago,
大概120年前啊，走另一个极端。
And it went from
从
20 points.
从二十点
to one point
到一点
and then people believed
然后人就相信了呢
that every parable had just one point
每个人以为每一个比喻只有一点要解释只有一个重点
however
然而呢
I have a different model
我有一个不同的解释的形式啊
that is not as loose as this example
不像这个 寓意解经这么过分，这么灵异化啊。
But not as restrictive.
但也没有那么受限制。
As the just one point.
以至于就一点，就每个比喻就一个意思，不是不见得啊。
And we got six principles for interpreting parables.
我们要解经有六个原则啊，解释比喻。
There is one main point.